K-E-L-L-O.
The Jell-O Summer Program, starring those madcaps at the microphone, Tim Ryan and Irene Noblet, Don Voorhees and his orchestra, Morton Bowe, tenor, and his master of ceremonies, yours truly, Don Wilson. Don Voorhees starts the show with There Goes My Attraction. Ready, Don?
Ready, Don.
Tonight is a night of mixed emotions. We're sad tonight because we must bid farewell to Tim and Irene, Morton Bowe, Don Voorhees, and all the rest of the Jell-O Summer Show. But we have something to look forward to, for next Sunday, Jack Benny will be back with us again. And there's something very cheerful about just the thought of Jack, just as there's always something cheerful about the thought of Jell-O coming at the end of a meal. Because for sheer downright satisfaction, Jell-O simply cannot be beat. Each and every one of its six delicious flavors has that famous extra-rich fruit taste, a taste that's never been equaled by any other gelatin dessert. So take your choice of strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, or lime, and enjoy Jell-O's fine fresh fruit goodness. But just be sure you choose the one and only genuine Jell-O. Another night with Tim and Irene and the Wackies, and I can't tell you what's going to happen, for we never know what these Wackies will do next. But here comes the man who has not only spent the summer with the Wackies, but spent plenty of money. Friends, the steel nerve lover, the clown with a broken pocketbook and a strong heart, the guy who can take it, Man Mountain, Tim Ryan.
Hello, Don. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Don, tonight we say goodbye. Goodbye to all you nice people.
Yes, and believe me, Tim, when I say it, I certainly hate to leave you.
Thanks, Don, and I'll miss you, too. You're leaving for California tonight, aren't you?
Yes, I'm flying out after the show.
Yeah.
Oh, say, Tim.
Yeah?
You know, I don't like to bring this up right at this time, but you remember the first night we opened this show and you were a little short of money, remember?
So you're flying to California, eh, Don?
Yes, and getting back to that opening night, Tim, I loaned you a $5 bill.
Yeah, I think Irene should be here by now, too. What time is it, Don?
As far as I'm concerned, it's 14 weeks past five. Get it?
Oh, here's Irene now, just in time. Hello, Irene.
Hello, Irene.
Yeah, I was just wishing Don a happy and profitable year.
Hello, Don.
Good to see you.
You look sad, Don. You look like you were going to lose somebody or something.
Yes, I'm beginning to feel that way, too.
Ignore him, Irene.
Well, you should feel very happy tonight, Don, although you are flying to California, and Tim and I are going away, too. Tonight, I'm giving a big farewell party at my house.
Oh, that's fine, Irene, but, you know, I don't like to say this at this time particularly, but you remember the opening night of this show, don't you?
Oh, sure, I remember, Don.
Well, Irene, that night, I loaned Tim $5, remember?
Oh, Tim, I'm surprised at you. Give Don his $5.
Yes, Irene, that's right.
But Irene, listen.
Now, Tim, please, there's no excuses at this time. Now, you pay Don.
Yes, sir.
Irene.
No excuses?
That was the $5 I got for you. You said you'd pay it.
Oh, so you're going up in an airplane, huh, Don?
Yes, flying away.
Thank you.
certainly revives old memories. Well, this is Wacky Farewell Night. They're giving a farewell party at the Wacky home, and here's the studio where all a-dither and ready to go, and, oh, it looks like a gala night.
Well, Don, it certainly will be for you, because you're going to be the guest of honor.
That's wonderful, Irene, to think that you singled me out for this honor.
Oh, that's all right, Don. And, Tim, I know that you're going to be happy tonight, too.
Well, I'm a little sad about leaving this nice gang.
Yes, I know. But when you see the party I'm giving tonight, you'll be happy. Because you're the guest of honor.
I'm the guest of honor. But what about Don Wilson?
Tim, if you don't say anything about that $5, he'll forget it.
No. I mean, you said he was the guest of honor.
Oh, he's the guest of honor, too. Tonight, we Wackies would like to kill two birds with the... whatever's handy.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, hello, Don Voorhees. Well, how are you? You're coming to the party, of course.
Why, certainly, Irene. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you'll be very happy tonight, too, because you're the guest of honor.
What? Another guest of honor? What's the idea?
Why, Tim, we're doing this for your benefit.
My benefit?
Why, yes.
What goes on there?
Now, you have the two Dons to help you pay for the dinner.
Oh, I see. We pay for it.
Yes. But, Tim, you only pay for the first five courses.
Oh, so how many courses to this dinner?
Well, now, let me see. There's the hors d'oeuvres and the soup. And five courses.
Yes. Yeah. I thought so.
Oh, here's Brother.
Yeah, hello, Sleepy Hollow.
Irene, where's Don Wilson?
Right there.
Oh, listen, Wilson. How much would you pay for a tuxedo?
A tuxedo? Why, brother, I'd be ashamed of a tuxedo that cost less than $125.
That's fine. Then you won't be ashamed of my tuxedo tonight. Here's the bill.
Hey, wait a minute. Irene, why should I pay for your brother's tuxedo?
Well, brother wanted to make this a farewell party you'd never forget.
I won't. Oh. And I wish a certain somebody would remember that he owes me $5.
I wonder what's going to happen to Orphan Annie. I've often wondered.
Now, listen here, Tim. This is the last time I'm going to ask you for that $5.
Well, I'm glad that's the end of that.
Roll, Dummy, roll, don't go, and swing it!
What's that for?
I forgot to say it when I came in.
Oh, he forgot.
Hello, Irene.
Oh, hello, Father.
Irene, remember that nice radiator cap Brother stole for me on Father's Day?
Yes.
Well, you'll be glad to know that I just got a new automobile to put under it.
Oh, that's fine, Father. Believe me, when Don Voorhees does something, he does it.
What did I do?
Oh, you bought such a nice car for Father as a going-away present.
Oh, what was that?
Don Voorhees fainted.
Yeah, but all the band boys are down, too.
Well, you know how those musicians stick together.
Well, that's two guests of honor down.
Oh, here's Mother. Mr. Ryan.
Don't look now, but...
Yes?
Thanks for everything, sucker.
What did you get, Mother?
Irene, did you have to ask that?
I didn't get much, honey. They can deliver it in one truck.
One truck? Well, thanks.
But the other store will have to make two trips.
Oh, indeed.
Oh, well, everything turned out swell so far.
Yes.
Don Wilson, Don Voorhees, and Tim Ryan, good-paying guests of honor. So you are all invited to the Wacky Last Chance Get It While You Can, Don't Take No for an Answer farewell party.
Well, anyway, it looks like the Wackies will farewell, I'll say that.
Oh, by the way, Tim, you're going to be the toastmaster at the party. So you better have a good speech prepared.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Brian.
All right, I'll rehearse. My dear friends, Don Wilson, Don Voorhees, Morton Bow, Father, Mother, and Brother Wacky, and you, Irene, even though this is our farewell night, I know all eight of us will stick together through thick and thin like one person. It's a great satisfaction to know that we ate...
Well, I didn't, and I'm hungry. Goodbye.
It's a great satisfaction to know that we seven...
Listen, everybody. Don't look now, but...
Yes?
I'm going to scram.
We six will stick together. Whatever the vicissitudes of destiny, whatever the consequences of circumstances, my friends of the audience...
Tim, what are you sore about?
I'm not sore.
Well, then control your language.
I know that we true and loyal six...
Oh, Irene.
Yes, goodbye, Morton Bow.
We true and loyal five.
Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye. Four of us.
Wait, Don, wait. I'm going with you.
Three, as we three will stick together. You, Irene, your brother, and myself.
Ryan, I'm starved, and I gotta get to the party ahead of you.
Yeah, why must you leave ahead of me?
Because I'm taking your car. So long.
Irene, it's just we two. I knew we two would stick together. We two true lovers.
Oh, brother, brother, wait for me. I'm hungry, too.
Folks, I'm a lone cowhand.
No doubt about it. That was Don Voorhees and the boys playing I'm a Low Cowhand, a tune from the picture Rhythm on the Range. Tonight, for his farewell song, Morton Bull asked the members of our little company what we would like to hear him sing, and the choice was unanimous. The Touch of Your Lips. All right, Morton.
My whole world changes with the touch of your lips. When troubles get me, cares beset me, and won't let me go, I turn to you for consolation. There I find new peace of mind to leave behind my woe. I turn to you as I shall always do. The touch of your lips upon my brow, your lips that are cool and sweet, such tenderness lies in their soft caress, my heart forgets to be. The touch of your hands upon my head, the love in your eyes ashine, and now at last that moment divine, the touch of your lips on mine, the touch of your hands upon my head, the love in your eyes are shine, and now at last that moment divine, the touch of your lips.
was very fine, Morton, very fine. Thank you a great deal. Now, it seems that we're at the Wacky home and on the front porch. Let me see if we're all here. Yes, Tim's right here by my side. Here's Morton Bull. Don Voorhees and all the boys. Are you ready to go in, Tim?
I guess so, Don. But, gentlemen, before we enter the Wacky home, remember, every man for himself. I'll knock on the door.
Oh, hello, kid.
Why don't you wait for the door to open? Let's go in, fellas. Let's go in.
Oh, no, not this way, Tim. You must go through that turnstile and drop your nickel.
Oh. We pay to get in your house?
Certainly. You pay a nickel to ride a subway, don't you?
Oh, but I mean, your house isn't a subway, and we're not going for a ride.
That's what you think. Come in, boys.
Yes, boys, let's go in.
Let's go get inside.
Check your hat. Check your hat, boys. Only 10 cents. Yep.
Check our hats, 10 cents.
Yes, special Wacky farewell price.
Listen, Irene, you can't charge the boys like this. And besides, I'm very happy to tell you that the band boys don't wear hats. So that makes no cover charge.
No cover charge.
It's all right, I don't
know. Well, we thought they'd pull something like that, the Chislers. So we got a lot of old hats they can use to check tonight.
What? Oh, well, boy, she's got us. Pay the dime and don't say any more.
Wait a minute, Tim. Pulling another fast one on the Wackies, huh?
What do you mean? We're paying you the dimes, aren't we?
Yes, but what about the 25-cent rental on those old hats?
Oh, I'm sorry, boys. I mean, look how you shocked the boys.
Shocked them?
Yeah, I think that last charge was too much. That was all right, the last charge, but I like it. Let's go inside, boys, those who think they can afford it.
Hey, everything's fixed up fine in here, isn't it?
Get your programs. 15 cents. Names of songs, horses, and jockeys.
Hey, wait a minute, left at the post. What kind of programs are you selling?
Oh, hello, Ryan. I got a program special for you.
Yeah, what is it?
A dope sheet.
Oh, a wise guy, huh? I get her running around again, huh? Irene, where's Father?
He's upstairs, Tim, working on a new invention. Well, Father was upstairs.
Irene, Father just went out the upstairs window.
What? Irene, that's terrible.
Oh, yes, it is. And Father should know better than to leave the house when we have company.
Yeah.
Oh, Don Wilson, sit here. Look, a nice, soft, easy chair.
Oh, this is fine, Irene.
Yeah. That'll be 50 cents, please.
50 cents?
Don, have you forgotten hard seats 25 and soft seats 50?
Oh,
that's right. Always the same price at the Wacky.
Oh, yes.
Tim, do you want to sit down?
Oh, no, thanks. Here's 15 cents.
15 cents?
Yeah, I'm standing on one leg.
Oh, here's Mother with the refreshment.
Oh, gentlemen, don't look now, but...
Yes?
Come and get it.
All right, boys, lemonade and
oh,
cake.
And what lemonade and what cake? You know, the best I've ever tasted.
I'll say it is. And it only cost you 75 cents.
Oh! Now, you knew Wilson would choke on a charge like that. Irene, don't you think you should serve a drink on the house?
Oh, of course I do. Brother, bring him some water.
Folks, please, after all. As you all know, this is a farewell party, and I would like to say one thing.
Yes, I would like to say that this party means we leave good friends. So let's all eat and be merry.
Yes, to say this dessert is swell.
And why shouldn't it be swell? It's Jell-O, and Jell-O
has six delicious flavors.
Strawberry, raspberry,
cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. That was cute, wasn't it? That's well done, and I'm going to try that sometime.
Well, I'm glad you like what I said, Irene.
Irene, listen, I started to make a speech, and you took it away from me. And now you took Don Wilson's Jell-O speech. What's the idea?
Well, Tim, this is the Wacky last chance. Get what you can. No offer too small. Don't take no for an answer. Farewell party.
Oh, dear.
And now we will have speeches from the guests of honor.
Oh, we make the speeches.
Yeah. First, we hear from Don Voorhees.
Don Voorhees.
My friends, I want to tell you...
I want to thank you all for the lovely way in which you receive my musical numbers. Oh, thank you for your little speech, Don Voorhees.
Yes.
Next, Tim Ryan. And Tim, make it short and to the point.
Oh, yes, I'll try. Ladies and gentlemen... Take it, Irene.
And what Tim said... for me, too. And now for the entertainment. First, Martin Bowe will sing.
Oh, Martin Bowe.
Martin will sing Carry Me Back to the Lone Prairie.
Oh, carry me.
I think Morton's voice is changing a little, don't you?
Irene, Father's back upstairs.
Oh, that's good.
He's out again.
Oh, dear, you have to hand it to Father. He's going places with his invention.
Yeah, so I see.
Next, Mr. Don Voorhees will have his boys play. All right, Don.
Yes, Irene. All right, boys.
Just a minute, Don. Just a minute. You'll have to get off the leader's platform, Don. You're in my way. Well, a one-a and a two-a and a hit-hit boy.
Irene, you directed Don Voorhees' orchestra.
Did I?
Yeah.
Gee, I'm good, ain't I?
Yeah.
Say, I can't find my plane ticket to California. Has anyone seen it?
No, Don, and you better not let Irene see it, or you'll be waving goodbye from the ground.
Oh, Irene.
Oh, hello, Father.
We have to hurry, Irene. You know, Brother and Mother and I are going to the Texas Centennial.
Where are Mother and Brother?
They're upstairs packing.
Oh, well, tell Mother and Brother to see me before they go.
Yes, I'll go up and help them pack. Oh, boy, are we going to Texas. There goes Mother and Brother. They wouldn't wait for me.
Oh, the telephone. Hello? What? All right, I'll tell them. Goodbye.
Who was it, Tim?
It was Mother and Brother. They said they were just passing over Kansas City and everything was fine.
Well, I think I'll go upstairs and add more solution to that invention of mine. Maybe I can catch up with them.
And now, friends, for the last thing on our entertainment, Tim Ryan will sing.
Oh, I see. I expected this. No, Irene, you sing, and that will settle everything right from the start.
Oh, no, no, not Tim. You know I never sing on this program.
No, no, everybody does something but you.
Yes.
Well, folks, I'll start it anyway. Don, will you help me?
You're not the kind of a girl for a boy like me.
This is my song, isn't it?
Why, of course, Tim. That was you singing.
You know, I don't like the way I sound lately.
I'm just a song and a dance. You're a symphony.
I'm a symphony. I'm a symphony.
Wait, you can stop at the first syllable. Thank you.
Although you said that you never would doubt me, but I'm telling you, you'd be much better off without me.
What's the matter, Tim? Did I scare you?
No, but you're frightened Omaha. I should say that.
I'm just the kind of a boy who could never be fair. And you're just the kind of a girl who would always be square.
No, you know, Irene, this is where I swing.
Well, what was good enough for your Uncle Tim ought to be good enough for you.
Although I hate to see you go, it's only because I know
that...
Wait a minute, we're convinced.
Thank you.
Here's a telegram that has just come in from an absent friend. It says, "Nice work, Tim and Irene. Congratulations to you and the entire Jell-O Summer Show on a swell series. I like your program so much that I'm rushing back on the job while I still have one. Regards to you and Jell-O, signed Jack Benny." Well, thanks, Jack. We all appreciate that very much. Next Sunday, when you begin your third Jell-O series over these same stations at this same time, I'm sure Tim and Irene, Morton Bow, and Don Voorhees will all be wishing you the best possible good luck. And who knows, there may be even one or two people in the radio audience who will still remember you and be listening in to welcome you back, Jack. It ought to be just like old times next Sunday with you and Mary and Kenny Baker all trying to keep me from telling about those six delicious flavors. But I'll get around to that all right, never fear. And now let's return to the present. Here are Tim and Irene waiting to speak for themselves.
Well, folks,
you nice people here and everywhere, I thank you in behalf of Don Wilson, Don Voorhees and his boys, Martin Bow, and the Wacky family. You've been swell to us this summer, and to all you nice people on this program, Tim and myself want to thank you for a grand association.
Yes, and we, ladies...
We want to thank Jack Benny for the use of his nice sponsor.
Yes, and friends...
Please, Tim, I never get to say or do a thing. Yes, friends, we will be with you again on the air very, very soon. When? Well, for further details, read your local newspapers.
Well?
So long, folks.
Next week promises to be a big week for radio. Tomorrow night, Helen Hayes returns to the air. Tuesday night, the Dude Ranch program begins. Next Sunday afternoon, an unusual entertainment called We the People will have its premiere. That will be followed by a brand new show featuring radio's most riotous male comedy team, Stupnagel and Bud. And then, of course, next Sunday evening at this same time over this same station, Jack Benny will be back with Mary Livingston, Kenny Baker, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
J-E-L-L-O.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.